Welcome to the Mouska Moms Podcast, a Disney planning podcast where we enjoy quick conversations and cocktails with a Disney twist. We're your hosts, Jennifer.
Hi.
Lori.
Hi.
And Juliana, that's me. It's no secret that our friends at Kingdom and Cruise Travel are the leading experts on Disney travel, so we've asked them this week to give us their top travel tips so that we could share them with you. But first, the Mouska cocktail.
In the spirit of sharing, let's talk about one of the best and shareable cocktails found in one of the best, most fun bars, funnest, something like that, to hang out with a group in either Disneyland or Walt Disney World, Trader Sam's. The drink is Jen's favorite, which is the ooh-ah. This is the one where you tried to blow the cinnamon, right?
I don't think so. I drank a drink for two people. Could be.
Probably.
That explains it.
No, it doesn't explain it because I hadn't even taken a sip yet.
I'm pretty sure this was it because they do that whole like, ooh, ah, ooh, like they do the whole like music to go along with in the restaurant. I thought that's why you got it was because we wanted the reaction. I don't remember. All right. So it is everyone's favorite original dark rum, Bacardi Superior Rum, orange, passion fruit, guava, pineapple, and grapefruit juices. I don't know what that word is. Cinnamon, fresh lime juice, and it's recommended for two or more or just for Jen.
You're welcome.
Either one.
Goals.
I mean, it's kind of a deal for at $26.50 for two people.
It is $26.50. It is kind of a deal, actually. That is like $13.25 a drink.
That's pretty cheap by Disney standards. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. This one comes with like the song where they do the ooh-ah, ooh-ah, and then the lights go and the something goes. So yeah, this is a lovely drink. Trader Sam's is just lovely. I miss Trader Sam's.
We're due for a trip.
It's a good time. And yeah, I think I'm due for a stay at Polynesian, honestly.
I love Polynesian.
I think that we should look into it.
I just saw the huge tower being built. That sucker better get painted something other than what it is, but
I'm sure
it is
it will.
A lot. You know what's interesting is we haven't, I don't think I've heard about this. When I passed it, there is a massive room on the top of that building that you can see. I don't know if they're going to add another dining experience or a bar or if it's going to be a club level, but it's huge.
Or maybe it's doesn't the Bay Lake Tower have like a special room for DVC that you can go up and have a cocktail in and stuff?
Yeah.
And watch the fireworks? Because it's a DVC building.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge room, multi-levels, and it's all glass.
I think we owe it to our listener to go and take a trip there and have an OA at Trader Sam's and get the scoop on the progress for the tower. We owe it.
I agree.
We owe it. All right.
We
go
do.
Fund us.
We do. Yep.
All right. So now that we're sharing a drink and getting all snuggly with people, we wanted to give you our best tips, but who better to give us their best tips than our best travel advisors from Kingdom and Cruise Travel? So we asked all of our amazing expert Disney-focused agents to give us their best travel tips. Some of these are specifically for your Disney vacations. Some of them are for travel in general, but all of them are fantastic. So let's start by hearing what they have to say. So Alyssa tells us, bring a well-insulated water bottle with you. I like the Hydra Peak brand. This is my all-time favorite travel tip for Disney and anywhere else. I love being able to use my own emotional support bottle no matter where I am. And also buy fuel rods on Amazon. They're way cheaper online and you can recharge them if you need to, but those are the ones you can switch out right in the parks. Good advice. I love her emotional support water bottle.
I have problems. So we always bring a water bottle, right? To fill up. Like we always have one. I always have one. I have problems that some of the water tastes different depending on where you get it from.
Yeah, the water's gross, but you can flavor it. And it's free.
Yeah.
Yes, I do bring like liquid IV or powdered Gatorade or something to flavor the water. But also, I hate plastic water bottles, avoid them at all costs. But I do when I go to Disney, when I order, if we drive, I bring, or if we fly, I order like one of those 2.5 gallon, like big plastic things. And I keep that in the room and we use that to refill our water bottles while we're there.
Yeah, I can't, like, some of them, like, there was a good one in Epcot where the water tasted good, filtered, it was yummy, and then we filled up somewhere else, and it tasted like sewer water from Florida.
It's a Florida thing, it's a Disney thing, and I find that sometimes, even when I get a drink with ice, it will change the flavor of the drink, too, because the ice uses that same water, so... It is what it is, but I guess, you know, it's better to drink free gross water than to have to pay for gross water. So thanks, Alyssa, for the tip. All right. So moving on, we have Katie. Katie tells us that no matter where I go, I always have 2 laundry pods, 2 dryer sheets, and a garbage bag in my suitcase just in case. I usually end up using the laundry room at Walt Disney World on our pool day so I can go home with mostly clean clothes. I love that tip. You know what's even better? Those vacation destinations where they'll do your laundry for you. But I guess this is a close second. So yay, Katie.
It's like 100% the reason that I want to go stay at Impressions Isla Mujeres is because the laundry service is included and they'll fold it and pack it for you before you go. And I feel like that in and of itself is worth the price of admission.
It just extends your vacation. But I do like this idea. The 2 laundry pads, the 2 dryer sheets and a garbage bag in your suitcase takes up 0 room. And
yeah,
to go home, especially when you're traveling with young kids. I know Katie's kids are little. So to be able to go home with no laundry, it does extend the vacation a little bit. So
I'm with her on this, except I only do it if I have the laundry facilities in my room. Mm. Like if we're in a 1-bedroom, the laundry facilities are there, I'll totally do it because then we'll do it on park days. Like I'll just put it in before we leave and then switch it out when we get home.
Right.
I would be one of those horrible people that we see at the laundry rooms at the Disney vacation clubs that are like, the laundry's still sitting in there. It's been in there for 4 hours. Is somebody going to go move it? That'd be me. Mm-mm. I'd keep it in there forever.
Yes, but if you're a responsible person, all those laundry room machines are like they have an app that's hooked up to your phone that'll tell you when the load is finished. So, I mean, be a responsible laundry person.
Yeah. So am I the only person who doesn't want to use even their pool day to do laundry? Like I would rather just come home and toss it all like straight from the suitcase into the laundry room. But I am also the person who unpacks like as soon as they get home.
No.
Well, I think it depends too. Like if you're going in the middle of August where you're having to change your clothes 4 times a day because it's so hot, then I don't want to go home with those stinky things in my suitcase. So I might take the time to do some laundry, especially I have boys. They're gross.
I'm lazy on vacation. I don't want to do laundry. I do bring a pop-up hamper though, because then you can like organize at least. But yeah, I mean, love you, Katie. I like the idea of having the laundry pods and the dryer sheets just in case.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm not going to do laundry.
We're too bougie for laundry. All right. Well, Chelsea has some good advice. She has some fun advice. The fun one is have ice cream for breakfast in the Magic Kingdom. Nothing makes you feel more like a kid than having a Mickey bar or a Dole Whip on Main Street, USA. You really feel the magic again. Her serious advice is be flexible. You won't get to do 100% of the things you want to, and that's okay. Disney will always be there. Whatever you can't do this time, you'll prioritize the next time.
I have so many comments. First, I think that Chelsea's right. You'll never get it all done, not even all the things you want to. You might, and that would be wonderful. And God bless, but things happen. I think the biggest mistake people make is thinking that they're only going to Disney one time.
Yeah.
that's not how it's going to work out, I promise.
I've had a lot of people tell me that that's their plan and a very small percentage who that actually works for. So...
Yeah. And it's not because they feel like they didn't get to do much. It's because they had such a great time and yet they know that the next time will be totally different and they'll have so much more to do.
I love her fun one of the ice cream for the breakfast. this is like so in, like I have such a memory of hearing a parent, it was a couple years ago, their child saw the gigantic cinnamon Mickey Mouse cinnamon bun and was like, oh my God, I want that for breakfast. And the mother turned to her and said, you are not having that sugary garbage for breakfast over my dead body. We're going to go find some fruit for you. And as soon as I heard that, I damn well went and got a cinnamon bun Mickey for my kids.
Right.
And it was been so ingrained in me that now that I'm like, it's vacation. Go have whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like there could be financial constraints for people. And I get that. Snacks yes. at Disney are very expensive. But if that's not the issue, like this is, you're walking into Magic Kingdom with your kids or even by yourself. Like this is an iconic core memory moment, you know, like.
We do that for snack, for lunch a lot. We'll just have ice cream for lunch because especially, like I said, if we go in the hotter months and that's all you really feel like eating and you're on vacation, like the kids, but me too. So.
All right. And this is the time to do things that you would never do before. The time to suspend your rules, the time to just let anything. I mean, it's, you know, what did Walt say? Here you leave behind today and enter the world of yesterday, tomorrow, and fantasy.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think, yeah, you need to. And that's the thing, too. Like the kids are going to hold on to the memory, especially if you're that strict with food and that of like, I had ice cream for breakfast. Like it was so cool. I had this huge sundae. That's what they're going to remember. I hate to tell you that, but that's what they're going to remember. They're not going to remember that you spend $100 some odd to get into a park and you rode 15 rides. They're going to remember that memory of having ice cream for breakfast.
Or even that you spent $150 to go do the breakfast buffet. Like that's
exactly.
Yeah, I agree. All right. I love this advice from Chrissy. I've heard it from her before and it's kind of mind blowing. She says, never pack each suitcase with just one person's clothes. I always pack an assortment of all the traveler's items in each suitcase. That way, if one suitcase gets lost, everyone still has at least a few outfits to wear until the missing luggage arrives or until you have time to shop for a few things.
This is genius. I have too much like
control issues,
organizational issues yes. that yeah. I can't do this. Like everybody has to have their own space and their own. And also, I mean, Chrissy's kids are older, but I don't know how she managed that. Like my kids want their own things and they want to have control over that. And I'm good with that. Like they pack for themselves and everything.
I couldn't do this, but if you're not a control freak, I think it's genius because how many times have we heard horror stories about missing luggage?
But I have to say this though. Like what if you have a bunch of people's clothes in every suitcase? Now you have to shop a little bit for everyone. Instead of just like going to one store for one person. You know what I mean?
Or you don't have to shop for anyone because you've done Katie's trip and you have the laundry pods and you can just wash people's clothes every couple of days.
This is why Kingdom and Cruise travel agents are the best. They've thought of everything.
It's true.
Yes. I think this is great. I'm just like, Julianne, I'm too OCD. I can't.
So can I tell you a story about how my OCD-ness like totally bit me in the butt because I apparently wasn't OCD enough? We were in Hawaii and we were going from one island to another island. And I had taken out everybody's clothes and piled them up and was putting them in their respective suitcases to get on like just a regular Southwest plane to go from Kauai to Maui. And when we started unpacking in Maui, my daughter was like, Mom, half my clothes are not here. Like I just completely didn't put them in the suitcase. I just didn't. So they were so sweet. We had to have the resort in Kauai FedEx them to us at our resort in Oahu. And they did. It was wonderful. But this would not have happened if maybe I followed Chrissy's advice.
Or if you had packed.
Or if I had actually packed her clothes into the suitcase. Yeah, nobody's fault but mine. Absolutely.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Mouse Moms are avid travel enthusiasts and our podcast is sponsored by Kingdom and Cruise Travel. If you are interested in booking a vacation to Disney or any other worldwide destination, be sure to check out the website, kingdomandcruise.com, and their Facebook page, Kingdom and Cruise Travel.
Amanda had some really good advice, and I love this one. I'm going to piggyback onto it in a minute. And hers is that everyone in the family gets to choose one ride and one snack or food to prioritize so that everybody leaves happy.
I like this one.
Yeah, I think that is a really, really good one. I was a little more authoritarian with my children in that I let them give me like a, no, it's the same thing though. I was like, you give me your list, everything that you want and everything that you want to do. And that's it. Like we've said it, we've discussed it this morning, but now Dad and I are going to make the decisions on how to make it happen. And we promise that you'll all be happy. Cause I was always trying to avoid my kids being like, but I want to do this now. And you said we could do that. And why are we going over there? You know, like you can tell me what you want to do and I promise you it's going to happen, but that's the end of that conversation.
Yes, we've done that before too, but we've also done where we've let each kid choose something special to do like one-on-one with either me or Mark, which is really nice. I like her the second part of her advice too. She likes to travel with a sponge in a small container with dish soap for our refillable mugs. It's just a smart...
Or that water bottle you're bringing that Alyssa suggested. Yeah. Absolutely. I love having some dish soap. Yes. Smart. I also like to have, I don't know if this was anyone else's, I also like to bring liquid hand soap with me because, and you can usually find like Disney themed ones at the dollar store or soft soap somewhere at Target. Just because I don't like us all using the bar soap for our hands the whole trip. I like liquid soap. I'm bougie and spoiled,
bougie.
I guess.
Bougie. All right. Kelly suggests to split meals or order from the kids' menus. We end up snacking so much that it works out well to share a sandwich or order a small portion so we aren't wasting food or money. Or sometimes you just want to try more than one thing, so sharing works great. Love it. That's kind of how we tackle festivals when the three of us go anyway. We always share at the festival booths, but I like that that extends to restaurants and quick service and stuff like that, which we've done before also, especially some of those quick service locations where the portions are enormous, like Flame Tree Barbecue or I can't
Regal think, Eagle.
Regal Eagle. Yeah. Michelle has a lot of advice. She says, number one, invest in a multi-USB port charger. This way, if you have multiple devices to charge, you aren't taking up multiple sockets, especially if you're in a room that doesn't have a lot of electrical sockets to begin with. This one is really, I find, useful on cruise ships where you tend to have even fewer USB ports or outlets.
It's important at Disney World now, especially with the Magic Band Plus that requires a charge every night. I mean, if you've got a family of five, you got to charge those every night. That's taking up every plug you got.
Well, and think about your family of five who has the Magic Band Plus, but also iPhones. So that's, you know, 10.
We travel with three hubs when we go to Disney. We have to have each hub has four USBs because the Magic Bands take up one plus another spot and the cell phones and the iPads and the Kindles and the Apple Watch.
and
just keeps going. Yeah. It's ridiculous. For five people, they have so many USB ports at Disney World hotels, more than most hotels, and I'm still maxing every single one out.
Yeah, it's true.
We have some good ones that we can recommend. We have them in our Amazon affiliate links, that and portable chargers that we were talking about earlier. So be sure to check those out too.
Michelle also says, always pack a pen in your carry-on or personal luggage. So if you have to fill out any documentation, you're not scrambling to borrow a pen. This is really important on those international flights where they're having you fill out entry forms and everything. And everybody needs to borrow the one pen from the flight attendant. And you don't have to because you brought your own and you don't have to stop before you get to customs or whatever to fill out the paperwork because you couldn't borrow that one pen and you didn't bring your one pen. So good advice. She also says, Michelle, if you are making purchases in Disney but don't think it'll fit in your luggage if you're flying, you can inquire about shipping the item to your house. A lot of people don't know that. I've never done it personally, but I know that I've given that advice to people, especially those big items in Galaxy's Edge, like the lightsabers or the droids that tend to take up a lot of space. You can ship them right from the park.
You can ship them, but also note that the lightsabers and the droids, you can bring on the plane.
You can.
They've gotten used to them now. Yeah, you just bring them in as a carry-on, and you and they'll take, I just saw, they take the lightsabers, and they'll actually put them in the closets.
They'll confiscate it. It's a weapon. You can't bring that on a plane.
You are right. It's a weapon. I apologize.
If you're a Jedi, they'll let you take it on. If you're, like, Sith, yes, then they won't.
Yes. Oh, if you're a Jedi, you could take it on. But we've shipped all the art stores that they have. Mm. We've had the art shipped to our house. You do have to pay for the shipping. It is, I mean, shipping's expensive in general, but you do have to pay for it. But they will do it for you. But yeah, a lot of people get scared about bringing stuff like that on the plane. And if you can carry it in your arms, usually the airlines are pretty good with it.
Usually, but also keep in mind your bag restrictions on your airlines. If you've already exceeded the maximum allowance per person of carry-on, then you're gonna want to ship it, and it might be cheaper to ship it than to pay that extra fee for the carry-on on the airplane. But
yes,
know your airline. She also, Michelle also, she has a ton of tips. She also says, I always pack a small travel bottle of dish soap to clean out my bottle. She says, bring some sort of handheld fan, or electric or manual, to your Disney or your any tropical weather destination. I've done that before. It's lovely. Always bring sunblock, even in the winter months, to Disney. That's always a good tip for people who are concerned about aging. always charge your electronics the day before. That's really important, especially like we were saying before, with your Magic Band Plus, you're going to want to make sure that you charge those every day. And make sure all of your audiobooks, Kindle books, movies, TV shows are downloaded on your device for those long haul travel. Very important. Allie Thompson suggests that we bring hand sanitizer because there's so many times she gets off rides and the dispensers are empty and just general travel things and people are gross. She is another one who brings garbage bags for dirty clothes. And she also says bring portable chargers because you'll likely be on your phone a lot looking at apps. This is especially true in Disney, but it's also true in other travel destinations where a lot of these, especially like your all-inclusive resorts and your cruise lines, have interactive apps now where you can make reservations or check times for entertainment or activities. So that's a good tip in general for any travel. Carissa says, bring a printed copy of your reservations and plans from My Disney Experience, just in case the app isn't working one day. I keep a copy in our hotel room and a copy in my backpack at the parks just as a backup plan.
That's pretty good advice. Another thing you can do if you don't have the access to print something really quick is take screenshots. That way, you know, granted, if your phone runs out of battery, then that's not going to work. But it helps if there's some sort of connectivity issue. Screenshots work really well, too. I kind of do that. Like, I get up in the morning and just screenshot everything as I make my lightning lanes or whatever, just so that I have it. Or bring paper. That works, too. Because again, if you lose power and you don't have a portable charger, then screenshots aren't going to help you. I love this next piece of advice. So at Walmart or Dollar General or whatever, you can buy ponchos. Buy them in advance because at Disney, they're not crazy expensive, but they're like $7 or something for a plastic poncho. And I don't care what anyone says, these ponchos are wear once. Once they're wet, you don't want to be taking them on and off. It makes it really uncomfortable. Granted, those dollar ones that you're getting from the dollar store are definitely disposable. They're not as thick or strong, but they do the trick. She also suggests bringing waterproof shoes if rain is in the forecast. I think this is always a good idea when you're going to Disney, is to have shoes that are at least water resistant. But we all know I'm not a big sneaker wearer in the parks.
I don't think there are truly water resistant sneakers.
No.
There are none. It's essentially wear sandals, which is gross when it rains in Florida because then it gets flooded.
Ew.
Either way, you're going to get wet, dude. That's why I'm team against ponchos, team against, I can't.
I like the ponchos because when you get wet and then you go inside, you freeze. So I do like to stay dry. And then as far as your feet goes, Lori's right. Wear whatever shoe you don't mind getting wet in. For me, it's not socks and sneakers.
Yeah, agreed. Betty has some good advice. A lot of people have already said to bring reusable water bottles for the parks, but this one is specifically for the airport because Betty hates buying $6 water bottles, so she brings her reusable bottle empty to get through TSA and then fills it up in any of the water filling stations in the airport. And if you need some flavor for your water, she brings Crystal Light single serve packets.
Did you know that you can freeze water and take it through TSA?
I did know that.
Because if it's solid, you can get it through.
Science.
Yeah, but then you have to wait for it to melt to drink it.
True, but you could fill it like halfway and freeze it and then fill the water when you get through TSA and then you have very cold water for a very long time. Interesting. She also advises, Betty says, buy Disney gift cards with your Target Red card to save 5%. Love that trick. I know other retailers will do that too. Like if you have a Sam's Club or I think Costco does it too. BJ's, you can.
They do it. Yeah. They do it sporadically.
Yes.
Where they all have the discounts, where Target, this is a consistent.
This is
every day.
Yeah.
Always.
But they do limit you on how many gift cards you can purchase at a time. So keep that in mind. But when BJ's or Sam's or whatever has these deals, it's usually like a $500 gift card for $475, yeah, which is a great saving. So any little bit helps. Nikki also has advice for your water. She brings Mio drops to flavor the water in the parks. I love this one. She uses slap bracelets to hold her ears on her backpack so that they, when they don't want to wear them, they have some place to put them. If the kids are old enough, they carry their own backpack with a snack, water bottle, sweatshirt, and autograph books. That is a game changer because once you lose your stroller and you lose that portable Sherpa, having the kids be able to carry their own backpacks is awesome. Nikki also advises to pack one extra outfit with undies, a swimsuit, and jammies in your carry-on just in case. So if you're not doing Chrissy's advice of packing everybody's all together in several suitcases, then at least make sure you're taking an extra outfit for everybody just in case. Holly's advice. Number one, always pack an extension cord, except on cruises where they will confiscate them from you. But this, again, goes along with our conversation about there never being enough outlets and plugs in hotel rooms in general. So this will certainly help. And I know they make those extension cords now with regular plugs, but also USB plugs. So number two from Holly, take earplugs. Sometimes those walls are thinner than you expect. Yes, definitely if you're staying in a value resort, which Lori and I learned several years ago when we heard a man all night who had prostate,
yep,
issues. I have never had this issue in a deluxe hotel.
We had it at the beach club.
Oh, really?
It wasn't terrible. It's not terrible, but you could still hear it. It was more people coming back and just being louder when they first got back.
In the halls and stuff.
In the halls and then the room directly next to us because we had a door that it could be a shared room. But I would say earplugs. I can't sleep with earplugs in.
No.
So one, I run hot. So I bring a little USB fan. But the fan was wonderful when we stayed because I wasn't hot, but we just pointed the fan up and let it run, and it was the perfect white noise.
It's the white noise. Yeah, I have a white noise machine that I'm going to start traveling with because one of my friends, Eva does that, and I sleep so well. It's amazing.
Yeah.
White noise.
No, it's definitely, it's more the noise, and it does drown out those little voices, so it's good.
So you can't hear your kids.
Exactly.
Holly also says take at least one day of extra clothes, medicine, and essentials because flight delays and cancellations are more frequent than we want. Ain't that the truth? All right. Heather has some advice for us. Number one is something that I don't know if we all agree on this, but packing cubes. My brother-in-law thought that they were dumb and I bought them for him anyway, and now he's obsessed. I love my packing cubes. I don't use them for anybody else. I use them for my outfits just because it helps me pack easier, especially when I'm going for work or something like that, where I need like business casual and then I need stuff for the beach and then I need dressier stuff for dinner. It just helps me organize stuff. So I like a packing cube. She also says to invest in a luggage scale. She advises that you make sure that you are 5 pounds under the weight limit for your airline. That's bold. 5 pounds. I'm lucky if I'm like maybe a pound under.
A half a pound. Seriously. It's a really good point, though, if you're using packing cubes, because you can really overstuff those suitcases and then make them too heavy. I mean, I even think about this when I'm doing a carry-on. It's part of the reason why I'm not a packing cube convert. Like, I'm not that strong that I can lift a super heavy carry-on up over my head to get it into the compartment. So I think about that, whether I'm checking or not.
Yes.
Yeah.
5 pounds is a bold statement, though.
We have one of those luggage scales. They're super tiny. They just lift, you lift it up, you do it. But we use that thing. So we will do 49.9.
We pack our luggage scale too, especially when we go to Europe and stuff where we know we're going to be coming home with souvenirs. We make sure in those circumstances, we make sure we underpack or we pack an empty suitcase and bring it with us, depending on the airline we're flying. But it's good to have that scale with you in destination for that peace of mind also, because they charge you so much money when you are over the weight limit. So,
yes.
Also, Heather says, I tell all my clients, you can't do it all. Kids will remember the funnest things, not how many rides you went on. That is true. Kind of like the ice cream for breakfast advice as well. And she also says, enjoy, because you're lucky enough to have this time with your loved ones. All right. Allie Matthews advises to bring an extra carry-on. I put a foldable duffel bag in a suitcase that takes up hardly any space because souvenirs. I always fill it up. I think that's great advice. They sell some really compact ones now that fold into themselves that you can get really small. And I just pop it in the front of my carry-on usually. And then either I use it or I don't, but at least I have the extra, you know, bag to use. If
you don't already own a bag to use and you want to buy one, it's probably also a great idea to play ignorant and be like, oh my God, we got so much stuff. I need to go get a cute Disney bag to take all this stuff home. And then you can go get one of those cute Vera Bradley bags and Disney. So I kind of, you know, and then in the future, keep bringing that bag back with you. But for the first one, just play dumb.
And Allie also says, don't be ashamed to put older kids in strollers. Nobody at Disney World is judging.
I think this is one of the biggest tips. I've talked to so many people where they're like, my kid's 5. He's fine. He walks all over the place. He does runs with us. That's great. But there is a difference between doing runs that you do at your house for an hour or two versus spending 12 days at a park or 12 hours at a park in a day.
Yeah. One of our agents, Hannah, has a great TikTok account. And she did this great TikTok the other day about it's a marathon, not a sprint. And she recorded how many steps she walked each day of her theme park trip. And it was a marathon. By the end of her trip, she had walked 26 something miles. So putting a 5-year-old in a stroller, there's no shame in it.
No, we saw somebody that was walking from the beach club to Epcot, literally just up the hill. So we are just starting the day. And that 5-year-old turned around, looked at her mom and said, I'm tired, carry me.
Yeah, nope.
And I shook my head going, you are going to have the longest worst day.
Rent that stroller.
Because you do not have a stroller.
Amen.
Get that stroller.
Sometimes the 48-year-old needs a stroller too. But
I was going to say, I saw lots of strollers where I'm like, I'll climb in. Push me.
All right. And last but not least, we have Gregory who says, pack your clothes in your lounge fly and then pack the lounge fly in your suitcase to save space. Very good point. Buy Magic Band security bands or clips off Amazon to make sure that your Magic Band doesn't fall off. I love that. Not just for kids. I've lost Magic Bands before on roller coasters. You know, you go to lift your arms up in the air and then something happens and it snaps off and that thing's gone. And then pack a chafing stick because nothing ruins a park day more than chafing. Amen, Gregory.
I agree.
All right. So great advice from our great travel agents over at Kingdom and Cruise Travel. They know their stuff. They know what they're talking about when it comes to Disney and all travel. And thanks so much, guys, for contributing to this week's episode.
All right. You have all of our best tips that our Kingdom and Cruise travel agents have provided you. We think we nailed it, but what was your favorite piece of advice? So drop us a note, check out our Facebook group, Mouse Moms Podcast, to dive deeper into this and all things Disney and Disney planning. Be sure to follow our show so that you receive notifications when new content is released and you never miss an episode. And please consider writing us a review as well. We'd really appreciate it.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.